Hello and welcome to the Asheville Podcast. The purpose of this mini-series is to allow you some time to hear from those who make Asheville one of Harrogate's leading independent day schools, open for ages 2 to 18. And in episode 2, last time out, we heard from some of the staff, including head of sixth form, Leanne Norton.
I'm a big believer in everything that is special about the sixth form here at Asheville. I call it baby bear's porridge. It's just the right size. It's one of the first things that makes us stand out from the crowd, I guess. So we're roughly around 160 pupils, around 70 in each year group, and that gives us the kind of size that we need to be able to maintain the breadth of courses and a real wealth of choice and opportunity for our pupils. But it's small enough that we know everybody.
Now in episode 3 over the next few minutes, it's time to have a conversation with some of the Asheville pupils, starting with Nick, who's in the upper sixth.
It's good. It's very good. I mean, the pressure's on like anywhere else you would be in 13. You know, you've got priorities like your A-levels, you know, using those free periods to study and catch up and whatnot. But no, it's very good. You get a lot of things like, you know, privilege, you get that freedom, the teachers trust you more, look to you more as adults. So it's very good. You feel very validated.
So what are you studying at the minute?
Studying politics, history and English literature.
With a mind to do what exactly? Do you know yet? Or
hopefully politics and international relations at university.
Fantastic. And have you been accepted into university yet?
I've got an offer from Newcastle and an offer from Northumbria. So hoping to go to Newcastle. Or Northumbria, I'd be very happy either, to be honest.
Free periods there will be very good fun. Lots of fun. Now, you are head of school, head of year 13. What's the official title?
Official title is joint head of school.
Okay, yeah. So tell me about the process and what you had to do to become head of school.
So it was quite different this year, actually, for the first year ever. Previously, it was just an interview with the headmistress and like the executive staff and whatnot. But this year was different. We had to do a hustings with our entire year group where we had to prepare our own speech, stand up 5 minutes, talk and address our year group as to why we feel we'd be the best candidate. And they would then go and vote for the two heads of school they think would be the best. This was then followed by an interview with the headmistress and some of the staff. So it was pretty full on. I won't lie, it was full on.
And looking back on that speech that you did and that you delivered, is there an area that you think made their decision for them?
I don't know. That's a good question. I think we got to do this thing where we made our own like PowerPoint slides. We got one PowerPoint slide and I just put up a few pictures of things like playing on the rugby team and like the rest of them doing like the school play and whatnot. And I think maybe the bit I most felt comfortable about was just being honest about how much fun I've had in the last few years, to be honest, and how like all those people in my year have like inspired me. I love them all to bits. You know, I'd call each one of them my friend. So things like that, just being honest about the relationship I had with them in the past few years.
And having spoken to your teachers, Nick, in the previous two episodes for this podcast, I think you've hit the nail on the head there, haven't you, in the broad spectrum that's on offer here at Asheville, whether it be the performing arts, the sports, anything that is academic. I mean, that is fantastic, is it not?
Oh, it's absolutely fantastic. I mean, very unique, I'd say. I mean, I always struggled with sport when I was a kid. Never got the hang of any of them, really. And I started playing rugby in about, I think, year 7, just because everyone did it. And then I got put on the team somehow. And then since then, it was like a passion. Like, I really just felt motivated. People around me, my coach, like, those people pushed you to like really improve.
Was it just that little push, that little bit of confidence that was given to you that made you think, actually, I can do this, I'm good at this?
And the team was quite like tight, like everyone backed each other as well. And everyone kind of seemed to look like they really enjoyed what they were doing. And I think that really added to it as well, like that spirit of the team.
And I would imagine that enjoying something like that, it goes without saying, that helps with your studies too. You're enjoying school life, so you knuckle down and do the real work too.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I remember when the first time playing first team rugby in year 11, it was like everyday training, game on the weekend. It was great fun just being at school, doing stuff like that.
So for any prospective parents listening, for any students who are looking to change school or looking to come to Asheville, is there any little nuggets that you could give them that they need to know before coming or why they should be a part of the Asheville community?
I think the key's kind of in the question is community. I think community is really strong here. I mean, teachers and pupils alike, they're both there for each other. There's never a time where you've ever felt like, oh, you know, I can't go to this teacher for help, or oh, I feel like I shouldn't really talk to this person. Everybody's in it together here. And, you know, teachers will always help you with whatever you need. That's one thing I found really special about this place. It's like the people teacher rapport is like nowhere else. It's really good. It feels like people have faith in you and they want you to do well. And like I was saying before, that really pushes you. And I think that's the best bit about coming here.
Hi, I'm Niamh. I'm in year 13 at Asheville College. And I've joined here for sixth form. So I've only been here 2 years, but it's been a good 2 years.
So how has that been, Niamh, coming from another independent school and stepping into the world of Asheville?
It's been so easy, actually. Like, I never found it difficult. From the first week I was here, it's been welcoming. Like, the teachers have been really good at getting to know me, knowing me academically, but also socially. Like, I can have open conversations with them about anything, which is so good. All the students are so welcoming. It's so nice.
Had you got some friends here, people who you knew already or not?
I did, actually, yeah. So I live locally, so I knew a few people anyway, which definitely helped. But even the people I didn't know, like, it was just so easy to find a place to slot in.
And in comparison to the previous independent school that you're at, what has been different here at Asheville?
Well, Asheville's a little bit smaller, which I think for sixth form and secondary education is so great, because it means the class sizes are a bit smaller. So there's more time for teachers to like devote their attention to you. But it also means that you can realistically know everybody, which is so nice to be able to walk through the corridors and just everybody says good morning and everybody knows you. And it's a really nice feeling to like be known within your school.
Everybody looks out for each other too.
Yeah, really, they really do. You can talk to any of the staff, but also we have like peer mentor systems and stuff like that at Asheville. So all the students like work to look after each other and everybody knows everybody. So it's good.
Just tell me a little bit more about those systems. How does that work exactly?
So the peer mentor system is something that you learn to do when you're in year 12 at Asheville. So you go, it's actually our head of drama that organises it. You go and you learn a little bit about how to actively listen and how to pay attention to people's problems and like be somebody that they can, like a soundboard basically. And then every break time and lunchtime, there's always one sixth former at least, well, two actually, in the peer mentor room, and lower school pupils can come up and talk to us about anything. And then obviously we're not qualified to deal with it, but we can pass it on to the teachers and things can be dealt with. And it's just a really good support system that's maybe less intimidating.
So just tell me about the studies that you're currently working on, because exams are not too far away.
No, they're really quite close. So I do history, politics and English literature, which is a lot of essays. But I don't mind it. I really enjoy it. And it's great. I've learned so much this year. And the classroom is like a really good place for academic things. But also the subjects kind of come to life a little bit. I found myself so passionate about politics. I never thought I would be. But studying it here at Asheville, it's really come to life for me. And I've really enjoyed it.
What kind of things do they do to bring it to life?
Well, we did actually go to London. They got the Harrogate MP to tour us around Westminster, which was amazing. But we do like in-class debates, so we bring the topics like off the page, if you will, and like into discussion. And there's like, we always keep up with the news, so you can come into class and be like, I read this on the news last night, but I don't really get it. And we can talk about it and we can learn like, why is that good? Maybe that's why something to watch.
When you went to Westminster, because this is something that a lot of people have said, is it in as much desperate need of redecorating as folks say? Does it need a lick of paint, Niamh?
While I was there, they actually were redoing some of it. They had like scaffolding up on some of the corridors. They were redoing some of it. But maybe I would say so. I think a bit of upholstery, getting the chairs a bit redone.
Just spruce it up.
But then again, smart like, it. I'm from Harrogate. Like.
You've got high standards, Niamh. Brilliant stuff. With regards to your studies that you've mentioned, history and English lit and then politics, is there any one area that you're going to take forward to university or somewhere else?
Yeah, I actually did my firm university offer last night, so I'm hoping to go on to study history.
And where would that be?
Hopefully Sheffield.
Fantastic.
Yeah, I mean, the applying to university system has been so good here at Asheville. I actually ended up with 5 Russell Group offers, and I had so much support in like doing my personal statement. Like, my form tutor was like instrumental into getting a really strong application. Obviously, I put a lot of work into it myself, but I definitely think that I can attribute some of that success to the support I got here at Asheville doing my application.
And if you do get to Sheffield, I've got friends who went and they say it's a fantastic student city, so you'll enjoy.
I've heard, I'm so excited.
Hi, I'm Will. I'm in year 11 at Asheville.
Will, tell me about your journey here at Asheville, because it goes back a few years beyond year 11, doesn't it?
Yeah, so I joined Asheville in year 9 and it was obviously quite a nerve-wracking experience. I'd been to two other schools in the Harrogate area. Different experience to the other two schools I was at. So I was a bit nervous coming in to start at Asheville, but obviously it was quite an important year making my GCSE options. So I knew I had to settle in quite quickly compared to year 7 and 8. But I came into Asheville and it was no worry really. I was welcomed in with open arms from Asheville and it was really easy to settle in. The teachers made me feel welcomed and I've made some great friends who also made me feel welcome as well. So it was fairly easy transition into a different school.
Besides that sense of community, what else impressed you when you came here to Asheville?
Probably a lot of schools that I've been to, they made me feel like a number almost. If you weren't maybe necessarily as academically good or intelligent, they would sort of make you a number. They would put you on a piece of paper and say, oh, this is our attendance, this is our pass rate on certain tests and certain subjects. Whereas Asheville, like I am now, I'm doing something for the school outside of school and I've been made to feel like a person, someone that I can be myself and express my own feelings and stuff. Whereas at other schools, I felt just like a number on a piece of paper, just as someone, oh yeah, he's in school today. That's cool. It was almost as if no one really cared or sort of knew who I was. Whereas at Asheville, I am someone, I am part of the Asheville community now. I'm recognised for that in the Harrogate area.
Which is great for your freedom, for your confidence too. Yeah. Besides the studies in school, you mentioned doing things outside of school that are still connected to Asheville.
Yeah, so it's sort of just like, I'm part of the rugby team. So when I joined in year 9, I wasn't particularly sporty. I preferred my gaming than anything else. But I came to Asheville and I got involved with the different sports that they have here and the different opportunities, which is another big thing about Asheville, the opportunities that it gives you compared to the other schools, which is, I think, a big thing that is about Asheville. It gives you these many opportunities that can push you forward in life that other schools can't offer. So mainly the sports opportunities that you get. So in sixth form, there's going to be a South Africa trip, which is going to be fun. There's going to be rugby, netball, football, loads of different sports for 2 weeks. We're going to go on a safari trip as well. So it's just all these different opportunities that you get at Asheville that you necessarily wouldn't get at other schools, which I find really interesting. And it also helps you in later life.
That's amazing. You probably saw my eyes wider when you went to South Africa. Yeah, yeah. That'll be so cool. So are you doing a little tour? Are you going to Johannesburg? Or?
So I'm fairly sure that it's only just been sort of talked about. I think it's in 2025. I think they're going different safaris, they're going to see different bits of wildlife, they're going to the beach, they're going to big cities, I think. But it's the PE department are running it, the sports centre are running it. So it's, I think, 2 weeks, mainly rugby, football, netball, tennis, just all the wide variety of sports. But there's also yearly trips skiing in Italy. So in year 10, last year, I went on a ski trip, a 1 week ski trip to Folgarida in the Italian Alps, which was really, really fun. It was just another opportunity that you wouldn't get at other schools that I really enjoyed, being with your mates on a nice school trip, having a laugh and learning a bit of skiing as well, which was the hard work.
Far better than gaming.
Yeah, far better than gaming. So it's just all those opportunities that you don't get at other schools where you can sort of be yourself, be who you want to be and have a laugh whilst you're doing it as well.
Easy for me to sit here as a 40-something, Will. We won't give the exact age.
Don't look a day over 30.
Thanks. Thank you. You can come again. And forget how pressured it is building up to exam times. So ahead of your GCSEs and then moving on to sixth form, just tell me about the support around you here at Asheville.
So there is pressure at every school you go to with GCSEs. It's always about GCSEs. But they can put large amounts of pressure on you for GCSEs. So at other schools, I'm hearing that there's no fun and it's all work, which is understandable. But at Asheville, I feel like it's the main priority here, but they don't want to pressurise you to the point where it's unhealthy pressure. It has to be done, but we can support you in the best way and get the best out of you. So I feel like the teachers, they're just amazing at what they do. The class sizes are a lot smaller. They can tailor their lessons to that class specifically, and they know me and the other students as what we need. So for example, in my business class, there's bits that I may struggle with. My teacher will understand where I need to improve on that, and it may be the same for the entire class, or it may be the same for individual people. But there's also lunchtime clubs where you can go to the extra support sessions and you can practice on that specific area of the course or technique that you may need to improve on. So I feel like that's where the support really comes in. You've got a good relationship with all your teachers, so they can help you in the best way you can and get the best out of you for your GCSE results.
And then moving on to sixth form, have you already decided what areas you want to study in?
Yeah, so I picked for my A-level subjects, I picked business, economics and politics. And then I also am doing, there's like a fourth sort of subject, you can do like a bit of extra work. So I picked a LEAP project where you can make your own business with the group of other people that are doing the business course. So this year, the year 12s did a studio light business. So they made, and it's just like practicing business in the real world, because in GCSE you don't necessarily get that experience of how businesses actually work in the real world, and it's first-hand experience of how to set up your own business, the runnings of a business, the insides of a business, which you don't necessarily get to see in the GCSE subject. So I picked that for my fourth little option. So looking forward to that.
Hi, I'm Rosie and I'm at Year 7 in Asheville.
You've been here quite a while because you stepped up from the prep school and then into the lower school. So tell me about what life in the prep school at Asheville was like.
It was really fun. We had the same classrooms every day, but we had a lot of like different lessons out of the classroom, like swimming and PE. I really liked how we had like three breaks, while at senior school you only have like two.
So tell me about the things that you did outside of school. You mentioned there that going swimming and things like that.
Yeah, so during lessons during the day, we had swimming lessons sometimes. We had PE sometimes and games. But we also had school trips quite often, which was really good.
Do you have a favourite?
My favourite school trip was probably going to Edinburgh for a sports tour.
I've still never been. The only time I was due to go to Edinburgh, Rosie, and I was ill. So what's it like as a city?
It's really cool. We went like into the middle of Edinburgh, so we went to the castle and things, and we went to Edinburgh Dungeon, so it was a really fun experience.
Very good stuff. That's brilliant that you get to experience things like that with the team here at Asheville. And then making that move into the lower school with a superstar who's already featured on one of these podcasts, Miss Ellis, who was on episode number one. Just tell me about the support that you've had making that transition from prep school into the lower school.
So I was quite nervous at first, but then I found out there was these people called Green Ties who helped us through. They're people from sixth form who want to help year sevens get up to year seven. It was actually a really fun experience moving up. It's quite different, but I really enjoy the difference.
So how does it differ? How would you describe that difference?
Well, in prep school, you have to stay in the same classroom all day, while in senior school, you go to different classrooms throughout the day, which I find quite interesting, so you're not staring at the same four walls all the time.
Yeah, so you get to see more of the school and, yeah, and what's on offer, and maybe meet new people along the way?
Yeah.
So tell me about the Green Ties who help you.
So they're really nice, and for the first few weeks, they like helped us around the school, and then at our starting day, they showed us to our classrooms and things, which I thought was like really kind of them.
And you mentioned at the start of us recording this too, being a little bit nervous coming into school. So how old were you when you actually started here at Asheville?
Well, I started halfway through year one, so okay, maybe six or seven.
All right then. So you'd experienced another school before that?
Yes.
For anybody in that similar situation, their mum or their dad or their guardian is listening now, and they're thinking of bringing their children or their child to Asheville, what would you say to them to reassure them?
That everyone is so kind, all the teachers are really kind, and when you move you realise how much better Asheville is and how different it is to other schools.
Hi, I'm Justin, I'm year five at Asheville.
Justin, tell me about when you first joined Asheville.
I really started enjoying the school. I think I fitted in really nicely. I made really nice friends. We play football every day and we just get along so nicely.
And that's what you enjoy in particular, isn't it? The outdoor learning, the extracurricular activities. So let's deal with the outdoor learning first of all. Tell me about some of the things that you've done when it comes to outdoor learning.
So basically we've done a few things like skills, like untangling ropes as like a warm-up. And then we would do like letters on the ground and Mr. Oldham would say it and you would have to get the letters and put them into work, but only one person can go get the letters at one time. So it kind of makes you confused because then all the people start running.
Is it a contest as to who can make the longest words or?
No, it's a contest who can make the word before the other group.
I see. And who was the fastest group?
Fastest group was the other group.
And what were their names? Did you have team names?
No.
Okay. All right. You're just all friends together, ultimately.
Yes.
Which is great. And besides that particular one, what is it about the outdoor learning that you enjoy?
It's just fun in the outdoor learning area, out in the nature. It's just amazing.
Well, let's talk about the sport, because I know you're very passionate about, yes, that. Tell me about the sports that you like to play.
I love football. I love rugby. I love cricket. We're actually doing cricket today for games, and football you can just play at break, and then sometimes football will be for PE. You sort out your teams and then your team captain will tell you where to go.
Very good. All right. And where do you like playing? Do you prefer to be a striker, midfield?
I prefer to be a striker.
Okay. Of course. Scoring goals.
Because I'm really good at scoring
goals. Are you the next Haaland? Because I know you're a Man City fan.
I mean, no offence to Haaland, but Haaland is good, but all I have to say is
you're
Phil
better.
Foden.
Oh, okay, all right.
He's just too good.
So you are a Phil Foden fan?
Yes.
The second Phil Foden is here at Asheville. And when it comes to rugby, what do you enjoy about playing rugby here at Asheville?
Just working as a team together and passing the ball to each other. The facilities for cricket, we have two big cricket pitches and they've got cricket bats to supply you if you don't have a cricket bat.
So if there's somebody listening right now, if there's parents, guardians, or even young people like yourself who are thinking of coming to Asheville, maybe they want to change schools, what would you say to them? What do they need to know before they come to Asheville? Or what would you say to reassure them?
When I came for my taste today, my taster, Ollie, the people in the same year as me, showing me around and helping me. And I fitted in really well.
Awesome. And have you done that with new starters yourself?
Not yet, because there's been no boys coming to our classroom yet.
Okay. You're too busy playing football as well. You're too busy being the next Phil Foden.
Yeah.
All right. Well, good luck and thank you for talking
to us.
Hi,
my name's Riha and I'm in year three at Asheville College. Just like at college, you get more freedom than you did in pre-prep and you also get to wear blazers, which make you look really smart.
You have got a very smart blazer on, yes. What's it been like moving on to year three? What's been really good?
Well, it's actually been really fun because through the years I've been volunteering for a few years doing this thing with the receptions, and yesterday I did it as well, and the Sandy Acorn came as well. You have to tell them about your religion, and it's a religion which not much people in our school have, and you just have to tell them a lot about them and answer their questions that they ask you.
That's brilliant. So you get them to understand your religion, and then everybody gets on?
Yeah, that's right.
Now, what about the different clubs that are on offer here at Asheville?
So the clubs that I'm doing this year are Monday I've got guitar club, Tuesday I've got touch typing, Wednesday I've got choir, Thursday I've got nothing, and Friday I've got speech and drama.
Very good. And have you got a favourite out of all of those that you do?
Probably guitar club, because there's something called Asheville's Got Talent coming up, and in there you could practice. There are lots of categories that you could choose from in Asheville's Got Talent. You have to choose two categories and you have to perform them for a tiny bit of time. And one of the ones that I chose was instrumental, and the instrument that I'm playing is the guitar. Sorry, not the guitar, the ukulele. And in guitar club, it really helps me to just practice the ukulele there, and it just really works out.
Brilliant. So it gives you that confidence to go and perform. And have you performed in Asheville's Got Talent before, or is this a brand new competition?
This is a brand well, it's not brand new, but this is the first time I'm competing in it.
And when you do all these different clubs, Reha, how does it make you feel?
It makes me have more self-confidence in myself, and it just helps me get on with school. It's not in my favourite subjects that people know, but I really like science a lot, and I do lots of science at home on my iPads and stuff. You can just like get to learn all these interesting stuff, and I like, my favourite type of science would probably be chemistry.
Okay, so have you done some cool experiments in chemistry?
Well, we don't do it at school, but at home I'd make these potions whilst my mum and dad are away and my sisters are asleep. I just make these tiny potions.
Can I let you into a secret, Reha?
Yeah.
Will you promise that you won't tell anybody?
Promise.
Okay, so when I was little, I had a chemistry set at home and I made a potion, and the potion came out of the test tube and all over my duvet. It ruined my 18 duvet cover. That's not good, is it?
No.
I bet you don't do things like that.
No.
Because you're a top scientist.
Thank you. I just do them in tiny containers. Yep. And they're these toys that I love. and they're actually to do with chemistry. To open them, you have to do a tiny bit of potion making. Like, you have to get the ingredients that they give you and pour them in a certain order to make the toy reveal.
And what other subjects here at Asheville do you love doing?
Oh, probably music, English, Arabic. I love topic as well, because we learn a lot about the past. And we also learn a lot about the present too.
So there's something called Prep Parliament that I remember when we were doing a radio show from your school, from your part of Asheville. Mm-hmm. So tell me about that.
So at the beginning of, like, your year, that you're in a different year, like year three, year four, all those type of stuff. If you want to join Prep Parliament, all the teachers give you a form, and if you want to be in Prep Parliament, you have to fill in a form, and then we do a vote, and whoever has the most votes turns into Prep Parliament, and they have a folder, and they put all their Prep Parliament homework in it. You get to do lots of fun stuff. Like, the other day, we were sorting out the playground equipment and putting it where it belongs, in a tiny cupboard near the door, to go outside. It makes me feel like I have a big responsibility in the school.
A big thank you for listening to the Asheville podcast. And if you'd like to set up a visit to the school, you can book online at asheville.co.uk.